From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. An alert about a scam engineered to get you to turn over your money. It's called neighbor spoofing, where scammers use technology to modify the number displayed on your phone's caller ID, impersonating phone numbers from friends, local businesses, and in one case, law enforcement, in order to appear legitimate. During the call, scammers claim the call's recipients have arrest warrants for failing to report for jury duty or other offenses. The scammers then tell victims they can avoid arrest by purchasing a prepaid debit card like a Green Dot card or gift card and read the card number over the phone to satisfy the fine. Scammers use a number of tactics to sound credible. They sometimes provide information like badge numbers, names of actual law enforcement officers, and federal judges. Also, courthouse addresses. Two Mexican nationals snapped up in the largest one-time heroin seizure in Humboldt County history are facing felony counts. Los Coast Outpost reports a judge ruled there was enough evidence to warrant a trial for 28-year-old Adrian Carlos Cota Alonso and 25-year-old Edgar Barragan Castano. Both have been in Humboldt County Correctional Facility since they were pulled over on February 10th. On Hookton Road in the Lolita area, agents found packaged for sale heroin in a false compartment in the Ford sedan they were driving. Authorities estimate the street value of the drugs would be nearly $390,000. Wednesday night, Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies dispatched to a home on the 2300 block of Grace Avenue in McKinleyville for the report of a physical altercation happening with a man armed with a knife. When deputies got there, they found 38-year-old Jonathan Boone outside of the residence. As deputies tried to take him into custody, he became combative. Due to his continued resistance, the sheriff's deputy deployed his department-issued taser. Boone continued to resist but was taken into custody following a struggle. After taking Boone into custody, deputies found an 85-year-old man stabbed inside the residence. The victim was transported via ambulance to a local hospital. Deputies learned that earlier in the evening, Boone and the victim had been in a confrontation. Boone left the residence, later came back in, physically assaulted a 39-year-old woman, and then reportedly stabbed a dog, resulting in the dog's death. According to the victim, a struggle over the knife ensued, at which time the male victim was injured. Boone then reportedly dropped the knife and fled outside the residence. Well, there will be a swearing-in ceremony at 11 this morning in the Hoopa Neighborhood Facility Gym for a new tribal chairman. Byron Nelson Jr., newly elected, takes over from Ryan Jackson, who has served in the position since 2015. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.